Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and I was going to call this interview My Student Can Beat Up Your Student, but I thought that was kind of silly, and it really, actually, as you'll see when we get into this call, is really not what this is about at all. But we do have a very interesting guest today. One of the challenges, and it's a pleasure and a challenge of running the system seminar, is we have so many graduates now, and so many of them are doing so well, it's pretty much almost a full-time job just to keep track of what everyone's doing. There are some folks who are somewhat in stealth mode. They don't really want to talk about what they're doing. In fact, they don't want to talk about what they're doing. And then others are kind of modest. And then others are just so busy running their businesses, they don't really have time to report back. So I'm taking the time now to catch up with some graduates and find out what they're doing. And you're going to find this to be a very intriguing and, I think, inspiring call as well. All right, so this is a story about somebody who developed a very high level of expertise in one field and then translated that expertise into a successful info marketing business. And we're going to talk about the steps that he took to do that. And I think he's a fantastic model for everyone, regardless of what field you're in, if you want to make that transition from somebody who is an expert to somebody who is selling their expertise successfully. But before we talk about how he made the business transition, I want to talk a little bit about our guest's accomplishments in his primary field, and that field is martial arts. And I want to welcome and introduce everybody to Lloyd Irving. Welcome.
How you doing today, Ken?
I'm doing good. When I read Lloyd's professional accomplishments in his core field, your eyes are going to pop out. Mine did. I knew that Lloyd was very good at what he did. I knew that he's a super trainer and very highly respected. But until I got on the website a couple of days ago and, you know, to do my homework for this call, I hadn't realized half the things he did. Let's start with some of the highlights. In 2005, Lloyd won the Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu World Championship. I follow the martial arts, and maybe some people on this call do. Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu is one of the hottest areas in martial arts these days. It's attracted a tremendous amount of talent. So to come out number one in that group of people in a competitive scenario is really impressive. Lloyd, you were also inducted into the Grapplers Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Incredible.
Alongside one of my idols, Royce Gracie.
Okay, so again, if anybody on this call happens to be martial arts savvy, you're going to recognize the name Gracie. That's a family down in Brazil that added some real power and creativity and energy to the art of jiu-jitsu. That's amazing. I mean, you must have been on the moon to be on the same platform with Gracie.
Can't even describe the feeling.
Wow. And I'll just quickly run through some of the other things, too. And this is a very incomplete list. U.S. National Judo Champion in the year 2002. Let's see. U.S. National Judo Champion 2001. North American Grappling Association's Instructor of the Year in 2004. 2000 Silver Medal in the World Championship. Just goes on and on and on. Lloyd, you've been practicing and training martial arts since the age of three?
Yes.
That's incredible. Who got you started?
My father. My father and my mother. I was a hyperactive kid, and they were getting me, put me on medication. And when my aunts told my mother that they heard that martial arts could help for hyperactivity, and they gave it a try, and it ended up working.
Wow. I hope everybody who's a parent or an aunt or an uncle or a grandparents just heard that. Did they ever put you on those medications?
Nope, never got on the medications. Thank God, because at my martial arts school now, we have a lot of kids that are coming to us, you know, that are on medication, that are getting off now, and like, martial arts, you know, does wonders for people.
Great. Well, I'm not a doctor, and I'm not going to give medical advice, but I'll tell you this: all this medicating of young children is a new phenomenon. It never took place before. I think it's a very radical thing. Just as a sidebar, there was a news item in the paper just last week that some of the most popular of these behavior control drugs for kids may cause heart attacks. So this is kind of off the topic, but you know, if you do have children, and children are rambunctious. I mean, that's what they are. You know, I don't really understand this whole policy that we've got to, you know, put them in some kind of a zone so that we can manage them better. But in any event, here's a positive solution to what some people think is a problem. So you started at three. That's incredible. And now you're one of only three non-Brazilians to ever receive a black belt in Brazilian jiu-jitsu.
Correct.
In Brazil. In Brazil.
Correct.
Okay, which is a distinction because that's the homeland for that particular art. That's where it's practiced at the highest level. So it's very significant to get the black belt down there. In 1999, you were the first American to ever defeat a Brazilian jiu-jitsu black belt in Brazil.
Yeah.
And here's the amazing thing. You'd only just received your brown belt 3 days earlier.
Yeah.
So I think everybody knows how the martial arts world works. You know, you start out with your white belt, and you get your yellow belt, and I don't know, the blue belt, and whatever. And brown belt is sort of one of the last stops before you hit black belt. So Lloyd, as a brown belt, stepped onto the mat with a guy who was a black belt in his home country and beat him. You also have some amazing stuff. And folks, you know, for people that are listening to this for marketing advice, we are definitely going to get there, but there is a lot of carryover, and Lloyd and I will talk about this, between martial arts and marketing. And even if you're not a martial artist and you never plan to be a martial artist, there's a lot to learn from observing and talking with martial artists about what they do, because it's a very similar boat that we're in. I mean, wouldn't you agree, Lloyd?
100%.
I mean, it's mindset. In fact, I want to tell one last story, and then we'll switch to some business discussion. You trained a guy who was a competitor to be on the 2004 U.S. judo team. Is that correct?
Yes, Roddy Ferguson.
What's his name again? Sorry.
Roddy Ferguson.
Roddy Ferguson. And Lloyd's been sort of one of the pioneers of putting video on the Internet, and he's got lots of video on the Internet now, but he's been doing it. How long have you been putting clips up there?
Probably about 4 years now.
4 years, incredible. But he has a clip up there now, which is amazing. It's his student in the trials. Was it, I guess, the trials, the U.S. trials?
Yes.
And he got to the final, and I guess he pulled a hamstring, and you don't want to be pulling a hamstring when the guy you're going to be fighting.
It was groin muscle.
Oh, man. So, and you know what? You know, you're in the final. The guy you're competing with, maybe a friendly competitor, but his intention at that moment is basically to rip your head off. And here you are with a pulled groin, and, you know, that's where the power of the mind comes in. That's where positivity comes in, and that's where having a trained attitude comes in. And if you don't think that applies to business, if you don't think there's a business equivalent to standing in the ring with a pulled groin, you haven't been in business long enough. And I'm happy to say that the outcome was that Lloyd's student prevailed. And you can see that clip on one of Lloyd's websites. One last thing I just got to say. Lloyd is the only person in the world that holds black belts in Brazilian jiu-jitsu, combat sambo, which is a Russian-oriented art, and judo. And it's just an incredible, incredible background. Now, that and $1.50 will get you on the subway in New York when it comes to building a business. You don't make an immediate step from being a champion into someone that operates a successful business, and you certainly don't make the leap from being a champion in the ring or on the wrestling mat to running an info business, which is a pretty complex, sophisticated kind of business to run. So, Lloyd, let's start talking about the steps that you took to make the transition from somebody that had a lot of knowledge in a particular area to someone who translated that into an information marketing business. Because, again, folks, whether you're in martial arts or butterfly collecting or whatever it is, it's the same challenge. You've got the knowledge. How do you let other people know about it? How do you package it so that you make money? So, Lloyd, when did you decide to get involved in the info products business? I imagine you'd already been teaching and running schools before that.
Yes. I decided to get into information marketing probably in like the end of 2002, 2003. The way I got involved in it was I had my martial arts school. My martial arts school was doing pretty well, but not like I wanted, you know, everyone had talked about martial arts millionaires. And I met a guy named Stephen Oliver who had was running a boot camp to teach martial arts schools how to, you know, become martial arts millionaires. So I went there, started learning his system, and then I found Dan Kennedy. And then from there, getting involved with Dan Kennedy, I found you. And then between, once I got on the system, the free course you gave on your website,
mm-hmm.
I opted in for that. Started getting your information, started getting listening to your audios. I was listening to Dan Kennedy, and at that time, it was like, that's what I wanted to do, because like most people can be 10-time world champions in martial arts or whatever, and they're all still broke.
Exactly.
They have a big name. They go places. Everyone wants to take pictures with them, and they're celebrities, but they're completely broke, and that's not what I wanted to be. And then you see people who aren't even good at martial arts that are promoting themselves as world-class people when they have no titles and they're sitting there, they're rich, and it's like there's a problem. There's something that they're doing that, you know, these world champions are not, and I'm not going to be one of those type of people that are going to sit back and cry or spill milk or what other people are doing. I'm going to try to get involved and see what I can do to get involved in that business. So I found the information marketing business, and then from there I just started finding people I could surround myself with, like the mastermind principle, and people I trust, people that had integrity, and started trying to follow the models.
Great. And so one thing that really impressed me about the way you went about building the internet side of your business is that you, I don't want to say you weren't in a rush, but you were doing things very methodically and very solidly. You know, sometimes people say, oh, you know, I've got to make my million this week or this month. And they sort of flail around and do a lot of things that aren't really thought out very well. But you really took the opposite approach. You took a lot of time to build up a following and credibility. Can you talk a little bit about that first product that you launched and the steps that you took to build the market before you started trying to sell to the market?
Definitely. I must give credit to your system seminar, because the very first system seminar I went to, I think it was in June 2003, I hadn't made one single penny on the internet. And as I sat in the audience, I was listening to all the speakers and going through the lessons, and you pitched and promoted the traffic plus conversion equals money. And as I just sat for the entire weekend, I wasn't trying to get everything from the entire weekend, but I was trying to get a core principle that I could leave with and apply and start getting on my way. And basically was starting an opt-in list, writing an autoresponder sequence, and driving traffic to it. And at the time, though, I didn't have any products, so I was like, what am I going to put on the website? What am I going to sell? And I remember I went to the back and asked Perry Marshall, if you didn't have a product, would you still try to drive traffic to a landing page? And he says, I sure would, because without your list, you won't be able to sell anything no matter what you have.
Mm-hmm.
And at that point, after the probably I think during lunch, the first break of the first day, I went upstairs and started writing a sales letter landing page. And during that weekend, I actually started, I finished the landing page. I sent it to my webmaster while I was in Ohio, and he put it up, and I started my AdWords campaign, started driving traffic. I think on Saturday night, I started getting my first opt-in. It was like amazing. It was a great feeling.
Yep.
And as far as the slow process, I would consider it like a turtle, because almost for an entire year I didn't sell anything, but I was building this list, and I wrote a nice autoresponder sequence that lasted probably about 5 months. I did that in one weekend. I tell you the truth, I haven't even changed it since then. That was almost 3 years ago.
Okay.
But while I'm building this list, I have to learn the principles of, like you say, direct response marketing, and learn more about the information business. So I kept plugging away, making sure I'm connected to people that are teaching about the information business and direct response marketing. You're always pitching about these scientific tested advertising methods and all these different books. So I'm reading these because the direct response principles really apply to it, writing the sales letters and writing the autoresponders and sales pitches and so forth. So at the time, I'm just trying to strengthen my knowledge of the information business as a whole while I'm still building this list. And it got to a point that I got so happy and so excited and so settled into just the fact that now I'm getting people to opting in my list that I got complacent. Then it got to a point where it was like, well, I need to do something with this and just test it. So I found a video called One-on-One Submissions. My friend named Scotty had a tape, a grappling match with people just showing the submissions holds.
Mm-hmm.
And so I worked out a good wholesale deal with him. I bought, I think, about 500 DVDs from him, and then I put together a little landing page about how great this DVD was, and I sent the offer to my list. And I remember I had to go teach class. I sent the offer out, went to teach class, came back about 3 or 4 hours later, and I had sold like 1,400 DVDs. I could not believe it. Understand, I only had 500.
Unbelievable.
And I had 1,400 sales. I called Scotty, and he didn't have any more. It'd take like 2 or 3 weeks to get them back. I was like, to get the next run in. I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? But that was the fire under my butt, the push that smacked me in my face that made me like, well, I think I found it. And from there, I was like, what can I sell? So then I started trying to find other people. I tried to find other products I could sell. But the one thing that they taught me, how to protect your list and not let people parasite off your list. And these DVDs had the other company's products and the other company's websites. And so they were getting free traffic from my list and getting more customers from my sales. So, you know, the whole information business is trying to get your own products ultimately.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a product called the Grappling Blueprint that I started promoting in the very beginning in 2003 when I came to the system seminar. I was promoting the Grappling Blueprint, and it wasn't completed yet, and it still has not been completed.
You mean even today?
Even to today.
You're still working on it. Well, you're a perfectionist, I guess.
I'm super lazy. That's what I am.
Okay.
But I still try to do something each and every day, no matter what. But I had a portion of the Grappling Blueprint that I had that was going to be actually in the blueprint. I took that out after talking to you and said, you know, package that together. I packaged that together, and that was my first release. And when I released that, my first day, I did over $100,000. Within the first 10 days, I was at like $700,000. And that product is called the Grappling Game Plan. And it's been my flagship program, although in my mind it's a very low-end, low-tier program product. But, like, it's brought in well over $1 million. It's still selling today. And like I said, right now I'm in an aggressive effort to create more products. Right now I will have probably 4 new products out in the next 120 days. I'm just right now motivated. I'm trying to set everything in place with my own products to get ready for 2006-2007. But I've been doing lots of different networking, JV partnerships with other people with my list, and it's just been amazing. And I got into, I'm like in 7 or 8 other niche markets now, stuff that has nothing to do with martial arts, and the money from those are allowing me to kind of relax on the martial arts, take my time building my my own products on that side. And basically it kind of makes you lazy. You got to keep yourself in check. I have one product right now that's over $20,000 a month, and I'm not an expert in it. I don't know anything about it. And that's one thing, like people, my friends tell me, oh, I can't do it because I'm not a martial arts expert. I didn't do what you've done. But it's a whole, my business is different than your business, and it doesn't have anything to do with that. No matter what you are in, whether you are an expert in it or not, these models work amazingly.
That's a really good point, and I want to highlight that for everybody listening. It just happens that in Lloyd's case, he's a world acknowledged expert in his field, and some people may say, oh, well, that makes it so easy for him to start his publishing business, his information marketing business. But really, it's not true. And Lloyd made the point that there's a lot of world champions who can't rub two dimes together. And so it's not in any way an automatic thing. In fact, you really have to start from scratch. You start with baby steps in the information marketing business. It's like being the three-year-old again, going to the dojo for the first time. You don't get a free ride. You have to learn it from the foundation. So, and the second point I think is really important is, in one case, Lloyd took expertise that he had and is marketing it very effectively. But he's also been able to take expertise he doesn't have, somebody else's expertise, and market that too. So I know Lloyd's big on no excuses. So let's say there's no excuses here. If you've got the expertise, good. You know, you might want to package it and market it. But if you don't have any expertise at all, find somebody that's got it and do the marketing. And the marketing is the common denominator here. Wow, that's incredible. So five different, did you say five different businesses?
I'm in six, but I'm about to release something in the women's makeup industry, so that would be my seventh one.
I know you don't know anything about that. And I noticed that you're helping, you got a project going on with somebody in your area who builds really high-end entertainment centers in people's homes.
Yeah, custom-built bars, movie rooms, and finished basements.
I bet that's a booming business right now.
Yes, it's amazing, and the markup's ridiculous. And right now, like in my area at least, anytime you see somebody wanting to do home improvement or handyman work, they the best thing that they do is put a flyer in your mailbox saying that they want, you know, handyman services, remodeling basements, movie rooms. But what we've taken the whole direct response marketing thing, lead generation and front ending with books and free reports and DVDs, and it's like nothing they've ever seen.
And so that's a good example too for people to consider. That's not really an information marketing business, but you're using the skills of information marketing to, you know, to package and promote this service. It's basically a local service.
Yeah.
So let's say somebody's listening to this call and they don't really feel they can go into the information marketing business for whatever reason. Everybody's different. You know, are there vendors and construction companies or people of any kind in your local area who need more business? And the answer is yes. You know, the answer is always yes. How well was your colleague doing before he started working with you?
He was doing around $200,000 a year.
Okay. And can you say how it's doing now?
Yeah, this year we've done $1.2 million so far.
Okay. So you've definitely added value to the equation there. And that's really what the marketing skill is all about. It's an incredibly flexible skill. You know, again, you can use it to promote yourself. You can use it to promote somebody else. You can use it to promote information. You can use it to promote physical products. You can use it to promote services. Let's talk a little about your whole empire there as an info marketer. You also have schools, and of course you had the schools before you started in the information marketing business. I noticed when I checked the website last, you have several schools now.
Yes.
And they're mainly in the Maryland, Virginia area?
Yeah, we have. We just started one in San Diego.
Oh.
We have one in South Carolina. But right now I'm just starting to lay the groundwork for spreading throughout the United States and internationally, as well as starting up a distance learning type program. But through the email list that I've built since 2003, I have lots of martial arts all over the world. Some of them have instructors, aren't happy with their instructors. Some don't have instructors. They're training in basements or have a bunch of group of guys. They don't have an instructor over top of them, and they want to be involved with someone. So that's going to turn into his own side business.
Interesting. So you're using the contacts you've made through marketing the information product to build physical, not literally build schools, but put together physical brick-and-mortar schools.
Yes.
It's interesting. I was reading an article the other day about a company that sells beads, which, believe it or not, is a huge business. I never would have thought it. And the guy was saying the same thing, that he takes the data that he gets from his bead business. You know, for instance, if he has a lot of buyers in Dallas or something, or a lot of buyers in San Francisco, he uses that information to target opening new stores in those locations. You know, it's a simple idea, but it's very powerful because you already have a built-in constituency. So obviously, you can't go from school to school. How are you? Do you have instructors that you train, and how does that work?
Right now, all the instructors come from me.
Okay.
They're training with me, they're around me. We train together. Like the one in San Diego, the head instructor, Mike Fowler, he was here with me, got a black belt, and then we were trying to decide where I wanted to send him because he's one of my key opponents. He knows my system like the back of his hand, so we wanted to grow on the West Coast because the West Coast has a very big population of Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu.
Mm-hmm.
And another one of my students, a guy that you saw fighting the Ultimate Fighting Championship.
Oh, yeah.
Brandon, he was already in. We had already sent him to San Diego to start working on mixed martial arts there. And then we sent Mike Fowler to go live with Brandon to head up the Jiu-Jitsu program. So that's working pretty well right now.
So they train with you in Maryland, and then when they're ready, you then deploy them basically to a new part of the country.
Yeah, basically a lot of people around the country are trying to contact me and like to set up a program in their area. And I have guys that train with me, and if it's a good opportunity and it's something that's going to benefit the team, then we'll work out a deal and send the guys.
So at these schools that you're setting up, who's your typical client? Is it range in age, or is it a particular age group?
For adults, it's 18 to 35 male. For kids, it's anywhere from 3 to 13. We have different programs, and we have a little higher end type. Because like I said, we're using the entire information marketing business model. We're usually the highest priced school in the area, have the highest rates, but we deliver quality service and, you know, on the customer service end, we get, you know, do all the extra perks and so forth. Everything we're doing is set up in tiers, so you come in at your bronze, platinum, gold, elite status, and, you know, just follow the models. The models work.
Mm. So there's another thing that people should really pay attention to. Here's a service, basically a service business, if we were to categorize it and have to call it something. It's a service business. And, again, the tried-and-true information marketing models can be applied within the service business to, get higher revenues and also you end up, I'm sure, with much more satisfactory schools, better school because
better
you're attracting
too.
Yeah, yeah. So it's interesting. So you're teaching kids and adults, which on the school level, on the physical school level, I'm wondering which part of the business is bigger. The kids. Great.
Yeah.
By the way, if somebody is in one of your areas, why don't we give a web address? Believe me, if I had a kid within driving distance of one of Lloyd's schools, that's where he'd be. So let's just give that. How would somebody send their kids to one of your schools?
We have a website, www.30freedays.com. That's 30freedays.com. And it'll give you all the information. It'll send you, if you're interested in adults, you'll be able to go to adult sites. If you're interested in kids, you'll be able to go to kids sites.
Hey, that's a great domain.
I love it.
Yeah, when did you get that domain name?
Can you believe I just got it probably like in last year?
Incredible. And, you know, we're going to have a couple of sessions on this down the road on domain names, believe it or not. And a lot of people, you know, sing the blues and say, oh, all the good domain names are gone. Well, 30, what is it, 30 free days?
Yes.
I mean, what an amazing domain name. And that's your basic offer that you use on the Internet. You also have TV commercials.
Yes, TV commercials are running all pissed around the 30 free day theme with lots of, you know, added bonuses, you know, free uniforms, free this, free parent conference, you know, added value. Like I said, it's all the same model, you know, lots of added value. And like I said, last 5 years I've been trying TV commercials, but I finally, this month, last month in January, I finally found one that worked and is working tremendous. I had 120 sign-ups in January. That's the most I've had ever in my life.
And that's and that is in a particular area,
yeah,
or is it for all your areas?
No, my one area in Maryland school.
Okay. So that's interesting. So you've been trying TV commercials for a while, and it took you a while to come up on the right formula.
Yes, trying to find one that works, what's going to go after it. But this time I went with the system. I said, all right, I'm going to try it. January is a big month because people are trying to, get their kid involved and have New Year's resolutions for their kid, for themselves, and so forth. So I said, I'm going to try something different. And I just went with the straight infomercial pitch. 33 days is a great offer.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to beat free.
Mm-hmm.
33 days, come in, try our program, get a free uniform, free this, free that, free this, free that, free that, and there's nothing, and you try it all for 33 days. Don't delay, come in today, and if you come in today, we'll give you a free video and this and that, 33 days, and promote the 33-day website, and have some good graphics with people. And one thing I changed this time, when we say get a free uniform, when you see a uniform flashing with
mm-hmm.
a lady pointing to the uniform.
Mm-hmm.
And just like an infomercial, at the 30-second, 60-second infomercial you see. And the phone, we picked a good, target audience. I went 100% prime time on Lifetime on Comcast cable within my zone.
Mm-hmm.
And Lifetime is probably one of the most watched women's channels.
Yeah, and it's probably going to be the moms that are going to arrange all the lessons.
Exactly.
Good. Interesting. So you're not afraid to try new mediums, obviously.
No, because like I said, the more that works, the better, and it's my job to dedicate a certain percentage of my income to continually test other avenues. Same thing I do with my information business. I try different magazines. I try magazines that are part of our market. Like I have ads in Black Belt Magazine, Grapplers Magazine, but I also try ads that don't have anything to do with my market because you never know where the customers may be,
mm-hmm.
may be interested.
Mm-hmm. You're also using TV for the home improvement and home remodeling company too.
Yes. And that's trying to drive people to the website to get them to opt in for the free book.
Free book, okay. There's a model here. The purpose of the commercial is to generate a lead, and you generate that lead by giving away something free and making it super simple. Because really, in 30 seconds, you don't have a lot of time to convey some complex concept.
At all.
Yeah.
The even better thing is that although I had so many people sign up in January, I have 10 times more people that have opted in just to receive my free. We have a book, How Lord Evers Martial Arts Will Help Your Kid Increase Their Confidence, Self-Esteem, and Respect.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they go there, now you got all these people that I continue to work on and can continuously work to promote. So like over the next 30 days, 90 days, 6 months, 12 months, at some point I'm going to get them.
Yep, that's right. I'm having people sign up for this system this year that have been following the emails for 4 years.
Right.
So that's one of the beauties of autoresponders, and anybody listening that doesn't understand that, please, autoresponders are God's gift to mankind, especially mankind of marketers. Floyd, that was one of the first things you did, wasn't it? You filled your autoresponder with 5 months worth of material. It is the best time and effort you'll ever spend. I was about to say it's the best money you'll ever spend, but you can't hardly spend any money on autoresponders. It's like a couple of, $20 or so a month, and you can manage communications, follow-ups with thousands and thousands of people. So, Lloyd, actually, you're a double pioneer in the fact that you were putting video on the Internet 4 years ago, which was pretty early. And also, you're one of the first people in our circle that's aggressively using television to drive traffic to the website. One great lesson here, and this is a sort of a domain name lesson for everybody to pick up on, is the domain names matter. And I think if Lloyd had some complicated domain name, that TV commercial would be a lot less effective. And one of the things you want to look for with domain names, especially if you're going to be running radio or TV ads, is you want a dead simple domain that nobody could possibly forget. And ideally, you want the commercial, and Lloyd's proved this just by his results, you want the commercial just to be all about the domain name. I mean, you've got 30 free days, and then it's 30freedays.com. You know, unless somebody's asleep, they're not going to miss that or forget it. I've got a recommendation for everybody, too. If you've got a winning domain name like that and you are spending a lot of money advertising it, sit down for a few minutes and figure out possible accidental, typos, like 3freedays.com or 30freedays.com. Think of all the different ways somebody can misspell something. And you know what? Domain names are only about $6, $7 and change if you shop around. You might consider registering some of those typos, because I just got back from a conference in Silicon Valley, and of domain name entrepreneurs, their whole business is domain names. They don't do anything else. They just register domain names and convert the traffic. They don't do SEO. They don't have products. They don't do AdSense. They don't do anything. And some of those guys are millionaires, and they are millionaires. There's a couple of them that specialize in typos, and they just go around and register typos of heavily promoted websites. And believe it or not, that's enough to generate a lot of money. So that's one lesson I took back from Santa Clara. If you're investing a lot, like Lloyd is, in a domain name, spend another $30-$40 a year to catch some of those people that are going to accidentally type something in before one of these domain guys registers it and redirects your traffic.
Ken.
Yeah.
One of your systems students, I purchased the software program at the systems seminar. I'm not sure if it was Howie or one of them had one of these things that help you get your price lower on Google.
Mm-hmm.
But in that software, they have a typo. You type in whatever your word is, and it'll pull up everything on the internet that has ever been misspelled for that word. So what I do, like for my biggest competitors in martial arts around me, I type in their domain name.
Okay.
And I get all the misspellings. I buy all the misspellings and forward all the misspellings to my school.
Okay. Good. You're already on it, and you'd be surprised, Lloyd, how many otherwise very savvy internet marketers don't do that. Once I got back from that conference, I started typing in some famous internet guys, and just obvious misspellings of different things that could come up. None of them. I mean, I don't think I found one that was doing that what you're doing. So this is sort of a tangent here, but a lot of people will type things in directly, right direct into their browser. And in fact, this is almost unbelievable, but I know it's true because Google executives were there and they confirmed it. Somewhere around 12% of all of Google's pay-per-click traffic comes from type-in traffic, not search traffic, but people that type something in. Lloyd, have you ever typed in a page? You think it's a website, but up comes a page of links?
Yes.
Okay. That's a huge multi-million dollar business, and there's hundreds of thousands of those link pages out there, and they're all based on type-in traffic. And at this conference, Google feels this traffic is so important to its future that they held a dinner for all the attendees of this domain name conference at their world headquarters. Believe me, Google doesn't do that for many people. So we've sort of opened the lid on something that you probably have never heard about even if you're an experienced internet marketer. So first lesson, make your domain name simple. You must make it simple if you're using heavy mass media advertising. And two, if you're going to invest in a domain name, invest a few extra bucks in some of those misspellings. And hey, if you want to take it, get some traffic from other sources, you might look at some other misspellings. To tell you how big this is, Lloyd, three different misspellings of the word download.com recently sold for $180,000.
Wow.
When I heard that, I bought my ticket for the conference. I said, there's something here I didn't know about. I better find out about it. Speaking of that, one thing that you have on your website and I know is true about you is that for all the things that you've accomplished in martial arts, and really when somebody wins the world championship in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and is elected to the Grapplers Hall of Fame, has students that are going to the Olympics and winning in the Ultimate Fighting Championship, it would be very easy to think that you knew it all, but you're very clear in your website I want to say this, Master Lloyd feels he is nothing more than a student of the martial arts and will always strive to become a better martial artist. What a great example to set for your kids and also for your adult students as well. But I'm sure you have the same attitude about marketing.
100%. 100%, because there's so much to it. It's like, I don't think you'll ever know everything, and if you ever close your mind off and think that you're too smart to receive anything else, it'll be over.
And one thing I notice, and something that I appreciate, is every time I put on a system seminar, you're there.
Oh, you got to be. Every time you put on a system seminar, I've left, and within 30, 69 days, I'm making more money, and I'm able to add, you know, little tiny things. Like, for example, one of the ones I went to, the guy, Kurt Christensen,
mm-hmm.
He was talking about membership sites.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, wow, this seems kind of interesting, so I was listening in the back room, and right now I have a membership site called combatsportstraining.com. I have almost 800 members that are paying $19.95 a month, and I don't write any of the articles on there.
Uh-huh.
I just play around in the forum and answer questions every once in a while. I'm not doing a great job, but it's one of those things. When I left, he convinced me that having a membership site is good,
mm-hmm.
And the way I'm getting people into it is basically I'm giving them on different products I'm selling. I'm offering as an upsell, if you do the gold package, not only do you get the widget or the product, you get this, and 2 free months to my membership site.
Mm-hmm.
I think my domain is 2monthsfree.com or 2freemonths.com. They can go right in.
You got some good domains.
Yeah, they can go in right in and sign up to bypass the $49.95 registration, $19.95 a month, and get 2 free months. But then once they get the 2 free months, they have the credit card, and it starts charging them.
Mm-hmm.
They end up liking the material, like the discussions, and they stay on.
This is a really important point. And in the old school mail order world, these programs are called continuity programs, and they are absolutely critical, I believe, to making an info business work. You know, people buy a product and they may love the product, but then they get distracted, and you may never hear from them again. Not because your product wasn't any good, but because they just sort of drifted away. And it is really important, whatever information you're selling, to conceive of some kind of continuity, some kind of club, some kind of membership site that is an ongoing, a newsletter, ongoing, paid. It's important that it be paid for two reasons. Number one, so that you get the revenue. But number two, so that people take it seriously. And when you have a continuity program like that, you're basically creating an army of customers for future products. And if there's a secret sauce to the information marketing business, I really think that the continuity programs are it. And you know, giving away a few free months is the way to go. And if they don't like it, well, then they just when it comes time to pay, they'll just unsubscribe and no problem. But typically they do like it, and they do stay on, and they do become better customers. And here's the key: they never would have become that better customer if you hadn't created the club and the membership site. So another important lesson from Lloyd's business. Last year in Chicago, at the Chicago System, you brought several people.
Yeah.
And I forgot how many.
About 4 or 5.
You brought 4 or 5 people. Now that's kind of going out on a limb because, you know, it's a lot of money, it's a big trip, and yet you feel strongly about the training that we give at the system to recommend it to your friends.
Right. And the key thing is, too, like I said, I firmly believe in the mastermind principle, and it's hard to get people that are around you, especially like where I'm at. I don't have a lot of friends that are into this, or you know, they all want to be rich and make money, but they don't want to, you know, do what it takes.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm always trying to find people to build up and start a mastermind group in my own. Because like I said, I'm a paid member in your group and a few other groups, but it would be so nice to have people that you hang out with every day, just as, you know, wherever you live, that are into it also, so you can keep, you know, keep the ideas flowing, to keep them moving.
That's really another good point, and you know, sometimes people are kind of passive about the mastermind group. They'd like to be in one. They kind of have an idea that it would be a good idea, but in reality, they've. I mean, sometimes they fold together magically, and you don't really have to do anything. And you know, then you're lucky.
Right.
But you know, that's also like waiting for, you know, money to fall out of the trees too. I mean, Lloyd said it, and I'll say it. I think every successful person and people that are striving to be more successful, they'll all agree that there's nothing like having other people that you can talk with about your business and your ideas and your passions. And you've got to create those situations. I don't think, you know, if you're waiting for one to happen by itself, it probably is not going to happen. And Lloyd took the step of actually, you know, encouraging people to come to the system so they could really see what he was doing and what he was into. At the last system we did, we experimented with a new format. Typical seminar format is one speaker after another, and that's fine. But we found as our membership grew and our graduate base grew, and we started to have different kinds of people come to the system, some very experienced, some not so experienced, that we thought we'd experiment with having multiple simultaneous sessions on specific topics so people could pick the area they wanted to focus on. How did that work for you in Chicago?
Oh, that was the best, because I'm one of the people, like although I'm highly into search engine optimization now, I can't get enough of it.
Mm-hmm.
It was in the beginning systems, it was like trying to read Chinese.
Uh-huh.
And so when I'll get the list and see what speakers are coming up at what time, so then I'll plan when I'm going to lunch or when I'm going to go back to the room and take a nap. I remember when the SEO stuff came on, I went back to my room, went to sleep for 90 minutes, came back down, wait for the next one. Whereas the new format that you've done now, I sit there and map out, and I'm in the seminar the entire day. I'm getting what I want, and then at the end of the day, you give us the opportunity to purchase the DVDs for the other programs that I may have not got a chance to get around, but I can come to the system seminar now and get exactly what I'm looking for to help my business. Like I tell you, I was in love with that format.
Yeah, we're expanding it this year. Last year we had 15 specialized workshops, and this year we're going to have 25. And it's a learning experience for me, because 25 is a lot more than 15 in terms of planning, you know, but it's good. We're going to have a whole track, five consecutive sessions on video. If people want to really explore using video on the internet, we're going to have five consecutive sessions on all aspects of traffic, search engine traffic. We're going to have five consecutive sessions on information marketing, with a lot of emphasis on blogs and podcasts, and not because they're the fad of the day, but because I've determined by really watching and studying and talking to people and seeing what's going on in the marketplace that those are becoming important tools. So we're going to integrate that in with the traditional information marketing, you know, the paper and ink stuff, and also the ebook and email stuff. We're also going to add some sessions on blogs and podcasting. We're also going to have five consecutive sessions on selling physical products. So, you know, basically whatever aspect of internet marketing you want to get involved in, whether you're a beginner, whether you're intermediate, or whether you're super advanced, whether you want to try out a lot of different things, or whether you want to focus on one track, we are now designing our systems seminars so that you can do that. And it's a lot more work, but I'm very happy about what people have been telling me. You know, Lloyd was a big fan of it, and that was, you know, I'm very encouraged by what my students say, because you know, I obviously can't attend every single breakout session. I'm only one person. There's five going on at once, but the feedback was really good, so we decided to expand it. Maybe someday we'll have 30 sessions or 50 sessions, or who knows? You know. Well, Lloyd, I guess the last thing I want to ask you is, what would you say to somebody that's looking at the system? You know, it's not inexpensive, it's not free, it's not cheap. But is it a value for the money that people spend on it?
100%. I started out, you know, trying to investigate the cheap options and the cheaper options, and those didn't work out well. And like one thing I can say is that when you find somebody that you can trust, somebody that has integrity, and is really trying to help, you just have to go from like I've done extensive research for people that I wanted to try to put in my mastermind group, people I wanted to network with. And when I found Ken, I started doing research. I found him through Dan Kennedy. I personally believe that Dan Kennedy really believes in protecting his list and not recommending people that just so he can make some money real quick right away. And so I went with Ken, and Ken is the exact same. Ken, I'm sure with Ken's list, he's able to promote and market anything he wants and make $1 million in a week or whatever. But he won't do that to just make a dollar. And everything he's directed me to, everything that you have told me about and I've researched, you know what I'm saying, is 100% quality. And I respect you for having integrity when so many people out here do not. If you're listening to this call and you're thinking about attending the system seminar and you're serious or you're trying to learn about it, this is the person that I think that you should mastermind with. This is the organization. The system seminar is what you should be involved in, because, like I said, in 2003, I had not made one single penny on the internet, and as of today, I'm around $2.8 million, and in the next 90 days, I'll be over the $3 million mark guaranteed. And this is on a low end of where I see my business going. I still see myself as a newbie, still learning, still playing around, but like I said, I'm really excited. And like I said, I have a blueprint. The system seminar gives me a blueprint of what I need to do, and being a part of the system club, I stay plugged in to what's happening so I can stay on the cutting edge. And if you have a physical brick and mortar business, knowing this information and having access to this type of information puts you light years ahead. I have a blog, and I'm podcasting for my martial arts school right now, and people in the martial arts industry probably won't even do this for 3 or 4 or 5 more years. So it just gives you an upper hand advantage. And like I said, anyone that's contemplating on the fence about going to the system seminar, or you know, you're not sure, I would say just go if you're serious. If you're the type of person that you know that you're not going to put in place or take action, then maybe you may want to sit on the side. But if you're ready to make a change and make something happen, you know, the system seminar, it gives me 100%. I love it. All I can say.
Well, hey, thank you for that. And one thing I want to let people know too is the first time you come, definitely, you know, it's expensive. One thing that we don't advertise, but Lloyd can confirm, is it's cheaper once you're in the door. We make it a lot easier for grads to come back, because I see this as it's a long-term process to build a business, you know. So if anybody's listening to this and thinking, you know, oh, this is some place you can come and in 2 days you'll be able to have some trick to pull money off the internet without any effort, we're really not the group for you to train with. But if you have a long-term view like Lloyd does and so many of our students have, and you want to build a real business, a solid business that doesn't get blown away with the first change of the winds, that's what we're all about. And I think we've been very successful at it. And our students have been very successful. And that's the key. And I think we're a little different, too, in that we're trying to work with our students, not on our students, if you know what I mean. We learned so much. I mean, I've learned a lot from this call already. And that's, we're trying to create a community, basically, of people that are knowledgeable about internet marketing and that are continuing to work on it. My job as the head of the system is to go out and find the best possible trainers and teachers that I can find to identify trends before they become big trends, you know, when there's still an opportunity, and then to bring that to you in the system. And I'm blessed, and I mean that word, I'm choosing that word very carefully, with the quality of people that have shown up at the system. And I put Lloyd Irvin right up at the top of that list. He's been an inspiration to me. And I don't know if you know that, Lloyd, but you really have. Inspires me to do better every time we put on one of these events. Lloyd Irvin, I want to spell out Lloyd's name for people that want to follow up on this remarkable individual. It's Lloyd, two L's, O-Y-D, I-R-V-I-N.com, Lloyd Irvin. And you can read about his schools and see what he's doing with his business. And I recommend everybody, if you like this call even a little bit, listen to it a couple of times. We covered a lot of ground here about how to build an information marketing business. And I personally found it very, very informative, too. So, Lloyd, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to share some of your insights with us.
Can I say one last thing, Ken?
Please, yeah, please do.
One thing that I learned from the Citizen Seminar, this is for people that are doing online business right now. If you're collecting leads and you're collecting opt-ins, one thing I learned from the Citizen Seminar that has changed the way I do business, and I've been doing it for quite a while now, is when you get that opt-in, the name and email, immediately offer something to go after the physical address.
Mm.
Because, like I said, with all the spam and different things, like offline marketing works much better than online marketing. So if you're doing – I'm having great success online, but my efforts offline are producing better results than my online. And I would not be able to do that if I only relied on being able to email these people. And as of the last like 90 days, anytime I'm trying to build another list of sublists, I am now going for name and email for sublists, and I'm promoting a course and an audio. But once they give me the name and email, they get taken to another page. And to get the audio, they have to give me the full physical address, and we'll go ahead and mail them the CD.
Mm-hmm.
It does cost a little bit more, but I know that like we're going to release this product called the Big Three. So when you subscribe to get the Big Three autoresponder, hear more about it, you also get to get a CD of me and Roddy talking about the Big Three, which we'll mail to you. And the chance of that CD being physically mailed to them with the offer will, you know, should outpull, you know, the actual email blast that we do when we release it. So go for that physical address.
Great point. Great point. Again, everybody, listen to this call a couple of times. Lloyd's doing a lot of things where he's tying online and offline together, and he's right. It really does work. Well, Lloyd Irvin, thank you. Finally, we caught up, and I got to find out more about your business. It's fascinating. I'm kind of glad in a way that I did wait a little time before I interviewed you, because your story just gets more and more impressive. And I know that you're just at the beginning of where this business is actually growing, and I'm anxiously looking forward to see how it develops over the years to come.
Thank you.
All right. Well, thanks, Lloyd.
Okay.